Max bonus $150. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
In 1 minute, Kevin Fishbane joins us to talk Bears on The Score.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for Game 2 of the Wild Card Round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Live from the Hyundai Studios, a radio.com sports station. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Kevin Fishbane, Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Hey, Nick, I'm wondering, with a guy like Xavier Rhodes on the other side as a quarterback, what do you kind of have to know about him?
I think he's a guy that you respect, but, you know, at the same time, you have to trust your guys to make plays. But just be aware, you know, knowing that he's a talented guy, and when you're dropping back and if you put a ball up that's a 50-50 ball, it's a little harder with a guy who has really, really good ball skills. He can catch the ball and he can return the ball and stuff like that. So look forward to going against him.
A man who reports responsibly.
This is my first radio hit wearing a mask.
What are we rocking?
I think it's actually from The Gap, because I might as well try to be stylish while I got to wear one, right?
Kevin Fishbane.
What's the saying? If you have 9 tight ends, do you even have one?
Talking Bears with Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score. The Score.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. Kevin Fishbane is on Twitter at KFishbane, and he's with us now on The Score for his regular Thursday Bears slot. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. It was interesting to hear you talk to Nick Foles about some of these individual matchups, because I think I get it now. Watching a lot of analysis of what he does, that's sort of his game plan, is to identify matchups, know the coverage, and put his receivers in a position to beat their guy to make a play on the ball. It may be an oversimplification based on how complex all this stuff is that we talk about, but that's kind of how he plays the position, right? He knows, you got this guy, if I get it up here, you might be able to take your guy, and that has to be empowering to some of these receivers.
Yeah, I think so. You look at someone like Allen Robinson, who, you know, he believes he's going to win every one-on-one ball. And it's not to say that Mitch Trubisky didn't trust Allen Robinson. He trusted him a lot. But you saw the third throw that Nick Foles made was that one-on-one shot to Robinson in the end zone that, you know, could have been counted as a touchdown, and the ball Robinson should have come down with all the way through. And then, you know, you look back at Foles' career, He doesn't, it's not like he throws a cannon of a deep ball. It's got like a nice touch on it, a good arc, but he trusts his guys. And maybe someone like Anthony Miller gets going a little bit, you know, with somebody who's going to say, hey, I know you're going to win this one-on-one route, and I'm going to put the ball where you need it. Because the two things Foles brings you, accuracy and protecting the football. I mean, you look at his numbers, he's got a good completion percentage in his career, and he doesn't turn the ball over. And those are things that obviously Mitch Trubisky struggled with. And to be good at those things, Dan, you have to understand the defenses you're playing.
What do we know now about what went into the quarterback switch that maybe we didn't at the time, that we've sort of absorbed, oh my God, this is happening, this is happening. And now you've gotten the chance to talk to some players and hear the way they're talking about it. I don't know about you, but the more I hear, the more I'm understanding that internally there was a feeling that this time was upon us.
Yeah, I think what was interesting to me was when Matt Nagy brought up the first drive in Atlanta, it's almost as if once Trubisky missed Robinson on a third down and they had to settle for a field goal after what looked like to be a promising drive, you could sense that the wheels were turning for him. And then you even go back before that, you remembered that the fourth quarter against Detroit was great. The first quarter against New York had some moments. But other than that, the offense, the passing game specifically, really wasn't doing anything. So it's not like Mitch Trubisky had put together enough to, you know, give you a whole lot of confidence. So this had clearly already been building for the head coach. And then you see that first half, which, Dan, I was watching that first half, and I thought, this is 2019 all over again. I mean, the way things were looking, you know, the credit Atlanta had a great plan to stop the run early on in that game with their run blitzes. Trubisky didn't look good on third down. The defense was letting up big plays that you're not used to them seeing. And you know, you put yourself in the head coach's shoes. And look, we've learned this about Matt Nagy. He's an emotional guy. And you know, clearly this was something he had been preparing for and ready for. And that was it. And I say this, Dan, you know, you and I talked about this a couple of times before the season. I have always said you got to be flexible. If quarterback A gives you the best chance to win, you got to have him be your quarterback. So I credit Nagy for not waiting. Just say, hey, we're not going to win this game if Trubisky remains the quarterback. I'm switching to Foles right now, and then we're just going to go forward that way.
I would love to see the run defense and really the middle of the defense to be more aggressive. When I watch some of the video again, there are too many soft areas, whether it's safety play or interior linebacker play, that guys just aren't sudden enough. There isn't enough of a rallying up to the ball. There's too much space that stays too spacey too long, for lack of a better term. That if there's a little more alacrity in the middle of their defense, it can make a huge difference.
Yeah, I think there's two plays that come to mind from Atlanta that Roquan Smith's probably not going to like watching on tape, where you know, Chris Lindstrom from Atlanta kind of put him on skates a little bit, and you want Roquan Smith being the one moving forward. You want him being the one attacking the ball. That's what he's known for. And I just think from a run defense perspective, it just wasn't his best game. I thought he was fine in coverage. And then we've now seen Dane Trevathan right now through three games just isn't the Dane Trevathan that we're used to. And I think they're hopeful that, you know, maybe he just needs to continue to get his conditioning under him. Then you go to the D-line, and, you know, Bilal Nichols is a good player, and he's a promising player. And I think he gives you more pass rush than Eddie Goldman did. But we knew this. You cannot replace what Goldman did up there. I mean, whether he was taking up two blockers to create room for the linebackers or he himself was gaining in the backfield, he is one of the best run stuffers in the league. And Nichols just isn't there yet necessarily to give you that kind of penetration against the run. So, you know, I'm curious, you know, this guy they signed last week, Daniel McCullers, do they trust him a little bit more to be active this week? Does he get a shot just to give you another option to clog those running lanes? But, Dan, I'm with you. I think it starts with those inside linebackers. I mean, that duo is supposed to be one of the better inside linebacker duos in the league. And if we're going with the baseline that Dane Trevathan is just not going to be the Dane Trevathan we're used to, that ramps up the pressure on Roquan Smith that he really can't afford to, you know, have off plays like he did in Atlanta last week. He's going to have to be on a lot more than he was last weekend.
We know that Artavis Pierce was promoted to the active roster ostensibly to replace Tariq Cohen, but that's not actually how he's going to be replaced as a punt returner and as an offensive cog. Who do you see getting the bulk of these opportunities?
Well, I see Dave Montgomery, for one, getting a slight uptick in everything he does. Because his playing time was hovering around 50%. I think it's time for him to work that back up to 60, 65%, get him 15 to 17 carries a game, and get him the ball more in the passing game. I mean, this is somebody that they really talked up his ability. He's very smooth as a receiver. He can catch, he's a great, good catcher of the ball. And look, he's not like Cohen in terms of speed, but he's elusive. I mean, he can break tackles, so I can see his targets going up a little bit. And then Cordarrelle Patterson, maybe he sees 2 to 3 more carries a game. Ryan Nall, maybe he gets 1 or 2 carries and a target a game. The position I'm going to look at, though, Dan, is tight end, because you lose that what Nagy calls the adjuster element of Cohen. So is this the time that we start getting Cole Kmet more involved? Is this the time that we work in more different kinds of routes for Jimmy Graham? I'm not sure how Artavis Pierce is going to be used. I wouldn't be shocked if he's inactive, just because we're talking about an undrafted rookie who in this era of not having any of those spring practices. But the guy's got some burst. I mean, he was very noticeable at training camp that, he gets the open field, he can maybe do some things. Not like Cohen, you're not replacing Tariq Cohen, but maybe he gives you that element in a couple of weeks. So I see right now you just increase your three backs who you have a little bit and then get the tight ends more involved. One thing too, Dan, I was thinking about this watching Kansas City. I just don't get why the screen game is not more a part of this offense. You go back 2 years ago, that 70-yard touchdown that Tariq Cohen had on that screen where the Jets went completely the other way. I know that not every screenplay is going to be like that. But you would think with the athletic offensive linemen you have, like Cody Whitehair and James Daniels and Charles Leno to that as well, and a guy like Montgomery, that should be used more in this offense.
Usually, as was explained to me years ago, the limiting factor in the screen game is the quarterback, even though you don't really think about it that way, that the quarterback's ability to time it, to sell it, and to hang in against what is going to be pressure, you'd think that Nick Foles, at his size, with his experience, and I know he's not the greatest athlete in the world, but he can see over a defense, and I agree with you. Whether it's some of these inside tunnel screens or just having the patience to maybe Nagy's just got it and waiting to spring it.
Yeah, it's very possible, and it's a good point too. Obviously Nick Foles is not going to turn a busted screen into a 12-yard run like Trubisky did against New York a couple of weeks ago. I do think that Foles is going to have better recognition of what the defense is doing, and you're right. Using that 6'6" frame to get the ball to his guys. And again, going back to the tight ends, can you do a Cole Kmet middle screen? Things that you couldn't do with Adam Shaheen, because Shaheen just wasn't fluid enough as a route runner. He just wasn't coordinated enough to do some of those things. Can you do that with someone like Cole Kmet? I'm thinking, Dan, that some of the targets we've seen go to Demetrius Harris eventually are going to make their way to the rookie at some point. And I do. Harris has done a great job blocking. I think Kmet has too, in the run game. But I got so many questions this week from Bears fans about Kmet, and I understand the excitement and the desire, but it's hard for rookie tight ends to get going in a normal NFL season. You have to factor that in, but I think this is going to open up some more opportunities for him.
If you want to see Kevin Fishbane, and really, why wouldn't you? You can tune in to our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. You're not in your usual spot. You don't have your representative background behind you. Did you get kicked out of the house?
I moved my Zoom location is dependent on where my child is, and I have to be farther away from him because he's only a month old, so he can scream at any moment. So child is in one part of the house, and so most of my Zooms take place here. This is my wife's office. She's on maternity leave, so that it is turned into my main Zoom home. So you got lucky. The viewers got lucky last week. They got to see my true background because he was still sleeping, but it's just fine. Wherever he is, I have to be farthest away from him.
Well, my kid's 15 and he can scream at any moment too. So you're certainly not out of the woods in that regard. What matchups intrigue you against the Colts, who are probably the best team the Bears have faced yet?
Yeah, well, you heard me asking Nick Foles about Xavier Rhodes, and he had 2 interceptions last week, and a guy in Minnesota who really was totally up and down his career there. And I wonder if he's the type of person that can, if your Foles is going to trust his guys, if he's going to trust Allen Robinson, is Rhodes going to be the type of guy that can, you know, turn the game with an interception the way he goes after the football? I'm very curious. We talked earlier about that run game. The Colts haven't necessarily been a great run team so far, but they have the offensive line that can really move you around. They got four first-rounders up there. They have the rookie in Jonathan Taylor, so I'm looking at that. And then the other guy I'm kind of keen in on is DeForest Buckner for them. I mean, remember we talked about him a few years ago as a potential Bears pick when they were in the first round and he was coming in. And, you know, the O-line's been pretty solid, but you do not have a quarterback who can leave the pocket just like that and run for 10, 15 yards. This is someone who is going to be at his best throwing from the pocket. And when you have an interior defensive lineman like Buckner, you got to keep him at bay. So I'm curious to see how, you know, Jermaine Ifedi, Cody Whitehair, James Daniels do with someone who's just an athletic specimen in Buckner.
This segment with Kevin Fishbane is brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, Chicago's hometown sportsbook, and we're talking to Kevin on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. I continue to sort of do the stock watch on Jalen Johnson, and with every test, he has appeared ready for it, and he seems like a bona fide NFL starter. Everything that was said about him after he was drafted, about his poise, about his maturity, about his confidence, about his readiness, I'm seeing it, and I every time I keep sort of cranking up what I think the ceiling might be. I don't want to say special, but he looks like he's absolutely worth his draft status and probably more.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Dan. And he was that draft pick that the draft prognosticators all loved. You know, where they got him, what he did at Utah, his skills. It was just the shoulder that knocked him down. And for this, I mean, look, I was at training camp for a couple of weeks, never saw him practice. You know, we saw him run sprints. We saw him do some individual drills. This is someone who did not really fully practice until a week or two before the regular season and then stepped in Detroit and was making plays already. So they obviously saw someone special. And I think it allows Kyle Fuller to continue to do it. To do on the other side, and Fuller's off to a really nice start to his season. Fuller prefers to play off a little bit, and to help that, you need a guy who can stick with his man in coverage the way that Amu Kamara did at his best when he was here the past few years, and we're seeing Jalen Johnson do that. So, you know, look, the guy probably should have two interceptions, you know, at this point too. You know, in the next, I'm sure the next time he gets his hands on a football, he'll be able to corral it. But all the early signs have been good, and Dan, we've talked to him the past couple of weeks. He doesn't say a lot. He says a lot more than Kyle Fuller, who says nothing. But Jalen Johnson says little, but you can tell the confidence. I mean, he really, you know, his unfazed. You know, he comes from a football family. You talk about the bloodlines. Someone that was on an island all of last year. And, you know, Utah defensive coaches would say, we would blitz because we knew Jalen Johnson would do just fine. And I think the Bears are really seeing what that can do for them.
Who is the punt returner now?
Great question. I don't know if you go with Anthony Miller. He looked a little, I don't want to say uncomfortable, but, you know, that was a tough thing to throw him in there. You know, he's always the one that practices it before games with Tariq Cohen. You know, Darnell Mooney certainly offers you that speed. You know, that's a big ask of a fifth-round rookie to do that here for the first time. I'm not sure how much he did it at Tulane. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It could continue to be Miller. I'm trying to think through some of the defensive backs. Some of those guys have done it before, if they can go to them. You know, frankly, Dan, you know who the best punt returner on the team is? It would be Eddie Jackson. You would never have him do it.
Right.
Because he's too valuable to you on defense. But in reality, your second best punt returner is him. So, again, not going to go to him. But, yeah, I would assume Miller or Mooney. I don't know if Cordarrelle Patterson is... you know, he's at there, but, you know,
I was going to ask about that because, and when I have talked in the past to special teams coaches, they always say it's a different skill that punt return and punt reception is a different skill than kickoff reception because of the trajectory. Once it gets up to a certain height and you really have to track it much more like an outfielder, he said not all kickoff returners have that ability to do it, especially with people bearing down on them when they have a decision to make of how to field it.
Yeah, we'll talk to Chris Tabor in about an hour and a half. So I wonder if he'll go ahead and tell us who the punt returner is. But, you know, Dan, you got to keep the Colts on their toes because I'm sure that they're very nervous about who that punt returner could be. So I imagine he won't actually tell us. But he could get, at least get into some of the, as you kind of just explained there, some of the nuances of playing that position. And one thing, too, is, you know, it's one of those, I think sometimes we take for granted Tariq Cohen because, you know, you have those frustrating returns where he's going to east-west and it ends up being a loss. They've consistently been one of the best punt return teams in the league. And it's a lot because of what he's able to do individually. So that is a tough thing to replace, especially when you're an offense that you still want to be a field position team. You know, Nick Foles is an upgrade from Mitch Trubisky from what we've seen and from what we've learned. But it's not like they're not going to suddenly turn into a 30-point-a-game offense. You know, we have to kind of still understand who these guys are and who Nick Foles is.
Last thing for you, we started out by talking about Nick Foles' confidence in his receivers and his ability to understand matchups and defenses enough to allow somebody to make a play on the ball. Allen Robinson now twice has had a reception taken out of his hands for an interception. Obviously, it is something that would wound his pride for it to happen once. For it to happen again, I found strange, and I hope it's not predictive. I hope it isn't an issue with him, because there are going to be more opportunities for some of these 50-50 balls against guys like Xavier Rhodes and others. Have you talked to him about it? Can he work on it? Because you can't have that. I mean, the difference between touchdown and touchback is so striking that you can't have those plays.
Yeah, and you hope it doesn't become a mental thing where the next time he's in that situation, it's running through his mind, well, I can't let this happen again. You would think that someone like him is not that type of player. He's extremely confident. I mean, when we talked to him about that play, all he did was explain why it was a touchdown. He even gave us an exact play he made against Baltimore in 2016 for the Jaguars. It wasn't like a one-on-one jump ball situation, but it was a ball. He came down, the ball came out, and they reversed it to a touchdown. And I went back and watched the play, and it actually looks less like a touchdown than the one in Atlanta, probably. And that one got called. So, you know, he's very confident that was a score, and he's obviously a very confident receiver. And I think that he, you know, the one against the Giants, too, you look at that like, yeah, he's got to come down with that. He admits it. That was an incredible play by James Bradbury, too, of the Giants. So, you know, it kind of, you can see, not to New York Times both sides it, but you can see the both sides of the Allen Robinson situation. But I do think he's the type of guy that is going to be motivated enough and has been frustrated enough by it that he won't, you know, hopefully won't let it happen again.
Kevin Fishbane, thank you as always. Appreciate it. And look forward to speaking next week. It'll be a game day.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
That's Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. Back to baseball talk in just a bit. The Cubs lineup is out, and it has been tweaked a bit. Also, want to get into some White Sox discussion, hear some of what Ozzie Guillen and Frank Thomas had to say after their loss yesterday, and hear from Ricky Renteria as well. So some baseball ahead of the midday midway next on The Score.
Today, it's win or go home for both the Cubs and Sox. The Cubs down one and on the brink of elimination. The Sox tied at one win apiece today in a series deciding Game 3. Listen in as the Score guys cover the playoff excitement from both sides of town. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This is Damon Amengalara with your Radio.com Sports Minute.
Hallelujah!
When I saw the news that J.C. Tretter, the NFLPA's president, was putting pressure on the league to ban artificial turf, I did a cartwheel. We all know the game was meant to be played on beautiful, delicious, muddy grass. But since the 70s, wealthy owners have sought to save a few bucks by laying down a carpet over cement and letting it eat up ACLs and ankles. Even if it's way better today than the old painted sidewalk of the 70s and 80s, international soccer has laughed at that turf forever. Baseball's almost exclusively on grass now, and why can't the NFL follow suit? If Green Bay and Chicago and Pittsburgh and Cleveland can have grass in those cold weather climates, everyone can, including domes. We have no frozen tundra without the tundra. Glad this is coming to an end. This is Damon Amengalara.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean. Here we are at the Beat Kitchen. We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
As we are adjusting to our new normal, we need to be smart about how we do business. And luckily for us, there's Stamps.com to make things easier and safer. Thousands of small business owners have discovered the benefits of Stamps.com in recent months, and they've been able to keep their businesses running and avoid the crowds at the post office, all from their own computers. Because with Stamps.com, you can print postage on demand and avoid going to the post office. And you save money with discounted rates you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com is also offering UPS services with discounts up to 62% and no residential surcharges. Stamps.com brings all of the mailing and shipping services you need to your computer in the comfort and safety of your home or office. Whether you're a small business sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or you're just working from home, you need to mail stuff, Stamps.com handles it all with ease. And it's just like it sounds. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7. This is for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. And when the mail is ready, it's just mail. You leave it for your mail carrier, schedule a pickup, you drop it in the mailbox. It is that easy. And with Stamps.com, you get great discounts, specifically 5 cents off every stamp and up to 62% off USPS and UPS shipping rates. It's a no-brainer. It saves you time, it saves you money, and it's smart in our particular environment. And right now, you get this special offer. It includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale, and there's no long-term commitment. Go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Bernstein. That's Stamps.com. Enter Bernstein.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Folks, when shopping for a home mortgage, how much is great service, low closing costs, and competitive interest rates worth to you? At Townstone Financial, it's priceless. Hi, Barry Sterner, founder of Townstone Financial. Let's hear about the Townstone experience from one of our customers.
My name is Melissa, and I bought my first home with Townstone Financial. It was a lot of personal attention. I felt like I was very comfortable. All of my questions were answered. It was a very personal, and Barry is very down to earth. He breaks it all down for the layperson who is not, you know, usually a lender or knows anything about it and really actually cared about me and how I understood the process. I felt that I could trust Barry and Townstone right away.
Remember, nobody values your home mortgage business more than Townstone. I guarantee it and I own the company. So call me now, Barry Sterner at 312-896-2110. That's 312-896-2110 or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com.
Townstone Financial is licensed in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida. NMLS 136639. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Hey, it's David Wexler, formerly with the Little Guys, now with EOC Audio. Established in 2007, EOC is Chicagoland's trusted leader in home audio, video, automation, networks, and home theaters. Today, I want to talk about something that almost everyone is relying on more than ever, and that's your home network. In today's world, with everyone being at home, life has created a demand on your home network like never before. With you working and the kids learning at home, gaming and streaming Netflix, you just can't get by with boosters and band-aids. At EOC Audio, we'll plan and expertly install the most robust networks possible to properly manage the flow of all of your audio and visual data needs. A real network. Router, switch, wireless access points, all set up properly so it is secure and maximizes the speed available. That means no more drop Zoom meetings, movies that don't buffer, and families that don't fight, at least over their network. Imagine great Wi-Fi throughout the house. Check us out at EOCAudio.com. That's EOCAudio.com, or give us a call, 630-386-6266.
You're listening to The Dan Bernstein Show, back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Say, real similar to today, just, you know, young throw is hard, you know, can run up there triple digits at times. You know, same thing, they've got good young arms. All these guys are very similar, but we'll take a look at that a little heavy. I was focused on today, and we'll, I'll get a little deeper into that with Post and our group after this.
No time like the present to start. That's David Ross on today's opposing starting pitcher, Sixto Sanchez. The bottom of the hour brought to you by Golf Mill Ford. Illinois' largest Ford dealer, beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. So, here is the Cubs lineup today. Ian Happ again leads off. He is in center field. Anthony Rizzo bats second. He'll play first. Wilson Contreras is the designated hitter today. Kyle Schwarber will bat cleanup and play left. Chris Bryant drops to fifth and plays third. Then it's Jason Hayward in right. Javier Baez at short. David Bode gets the start at second base today, with Victor Caratini batting ninth and catching Yu Darvish. So the big news there would be the drop of Chris Bryant behind Kyle Schwarber in the five spot there. So that is the Cubs lineup. We are still waiting on all the information from the White Sox as to their starting pitcher. Are they going to use an opener? Are they going to bullpen this thing by starting Matt Foster or Garrett Crochet? My guess would be that's how they're leaning, but I can't tell you until we know for certain. But we know they're going to have to be smarter. They're going to have to run the bases a whole lot better. Because, you know, Nick Madrigal should have been on third after a steal attempt and then a single and then not understanding where he was or what was going on. And here's how the rookie explained it.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating. I felt like I had a good read on it. You know, I saw it the whole way, and then at the last second, sure enough, just caught the lip exactly right and popped up a little bit. And even later in the game, the lip kind of tried to pop up on another one. And that's something I'll keep in the back of my mind. And tomorrow I'll take ground balls and figure it out a little bit more. But yeah, just kind of one of those things. It happened perfectly, and yeah, it's frustrating.
My bad on that one, as I can make my own defensive or offensive mistake there, as he was describing the ball that skipped up over his glove that was ruled a hit instead of an error. And it's real easy to just say, yeah, these mistakes that he's making, whether it's in the field or on the base paths, are just due to youth, and maybe it is. But after the game, on what is now Can't Miss Television, NBC Sports Chicago, Ozzie Guillen, he says, you can't do that. You can't just say these mistakes are all right because he's a rookie.
You will catch a ground ball college the same way you're going to catch it in the big league. Mm-hmm. In the same fundamental. I think if you're a little comfortable to try to get it sideways, or it's on the board, take a little bit, half this only take to get you. If they're running off and keep the ball in front, it's an out, and then
but you know, I mean, you're defensive whiz. You know, in that play right there with
the bases loaded, going.
You got to really get going and knock that ball down.
You got to
knock that ball down.
Not to score, because you're going to be, he catch, you're going to be out, but the ball is going to be in front of you.
Yes.
And you're going to have a chance, for second base, you're going to have a chance better than shortstop at third base. You got to cross the diamond to get the guy out on the plate and first base, but he just tried to get up the ball sideways, and the boy take a little happy. He don't know how to control it.
He's a kid. I mean, we can't pound on Nick Maragall.
No.
He's rushed to the big leagues. I'm telling you right now, there's little things defensively he's got to work on. Yeah. There's some offensive things he's got to work on. Yeah. But the kid has been magical for us. I'm not going to pound on him at all. I mean, he came up with a big hit in the ninth there. I mean, the guy's a big-time player.
Yeah.
He's still a little rough around the edges. He's going to figure it all out the next year and a half or so. He's going to be a fantastic player.
I mean, I'll just disagree on that. I don't know if a big-time player going to be a fantastic player. He's a contact guy. He's a slappy guy. And you just, everything else has to be tight. If you're going to be a slappy guy, and that's your on-base percentage is essentially going to be your batting average, and that's all you are is a batting average, that's great. And it's wonderful in 1974. But in modern baseball, that means everything else has to be pretty much perfect. Defense, base running, and all of it. That wasn't the best moment of the post-game show, though, because with Edwin Encarnacion being so ungodly bad and being famous for having the pretend parrot that would take his home run trots with him on his arm, Ozzie Guillen actually brought out a stuffed animal parrot and decided he was going to attempt to revive it by performing CPR on live television.
At least Lazara got a base hit.
No, wait a minute. Look at
the pinch hit appearance.
Okay, hey, you need help. Come on, baby.
You can do it.
I want to be a vet, but I can make. He's gonna look poor guy.
You can't bring Edwin the parrot back to life. Come on, we need him for Game 3. Hey. We need him.
I can tell you. He might come off the bench tomorrow.
Yeah, let it rest.
Baseball is a very funny game.
Let it rest.
You just never know. You can look down and out the next day, hit a home run. You're everybody's hero. So
you know,
that's what I'm hoping for Edwin for tomorrow.
Any help? Come on, baby.
You can do it.
I want to be a vet.
Yeah, mate. This parrot wouldn't boom if you put 4,000 volts through it. It's bleeding demised. No, it's pining. It's not pining. It's passed on. This parrot is no more. It has ceased to be. It's expired and gone to see its maker. This is a late parrot. It's a stiff, bereft of life. It rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed it to the perch, it would be pushing up the daisies. It's rung down the curtain and joined the choir invisible. This is an ex-parrot.
I want to be a vet.
It was just inspired stuff from Ozzie. And you can tell a really good sports studio show by the existence of audible off-camera laughter. You get it on, you know, NBA on TNT, and you got it there. When you could hear camera operators or stage managers or producers enjoying everything, enjoying the spectacle that much, you know you've stumbled on something good.
And I want to be a vet.
He's doing the full Hawkeye Pierce thing on it. Come on, live, damn it. Live, damn you. We're the best damn doctors in Korea.
Need help.
Just, yeah. Yes.
Come on, baby.
You can do it. You can do it.
I want to be a vet.
Yeah, Edwin the parrot, who was the stand-in for, you know, the actual Edwin, I think needs some help. Here's what's cool. We've got parrots coming up in the midday midway, but these aren't Edwin the parrot. These are profane parrots that are causing a problem because they're working together to entertain each other by swearing at people. We also have a business story that I have turned into a Chicago sports story. And importantly, we've got news of a movie coming out in just a couple of weeks that looks like it's going to be a thing. All that next, the Midday Midway on The Score.
I want to be a vet.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for game two of the Wild Card round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
This segment is brought to you by Door Systems.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
All football point spread bettors, listen to me closely. This is Michael Westwood, owner of GBIWins.com in New York. And guys, if you don't know who I am, I've been in the sports handicapping world now for 36 years. I get the best information that money can buy. I am going to prove it to you this evening with the winner of tonight's Denver-New York matchup, plus the over-under. And as an added bonus, I'm going to give you three of my college picks absolutely free. All you have to do is dial 1-800-885-2525. That's 1-800-885-2525. You'll be connected to my free recorded comp line where you will go 2-0 this evening. Denver, New York, plus the over-under, plus my three college top selections. Once again, it's on my recorded message line. No sales pitches, no hype. Just dial 1-800-885-2525 and visit gbiwins.com.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AMCO center for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during week four, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better. But in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day. Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Dan Bernstein on The Score.
Here at the Midday Midway, we've talked a lot about this big day in Chicago baseball. We can feel that crackle in the air, feel that frisson of fear that we may be harboring, that the dormant Cubs postseason offense is doing its usual October dance. But the White Sox don't necessarily feel that way. We've just been informed it will be Dane Dunning getting the start against Mike Fiers today in the deciding Game 3 of the Wild Card Series. So we went through the Cubs lineup. We talked to Lynn Casper. We talked to Kevin Fishbane. And we had some fun with Ozzie Guillen trying to resuscitate a dead parrot. Speaking of which, a British wildlife sanctuary has been forced to separate five parrots who wouldn't stop swearing at visitors. Keepers say, and this is my favorite part of this, keepers say the birds encouraged each other to keep cursing and had to be moved from the main outdoor aviary. Billy, Eric, Tyson, Jade, and Elsie were removed from view this week, according to the Associated Press. They recently joined the Lincolnshire Wildlife Center's colony of 200 African gray parrots in August. They were put in quarantine together and quickly overwhelmed the staff with their naughty language. He said, "We're used to parrots swearing, but we've never had five at the same time," according to the center's chief executive, Steve Nichols. He said, "Most parrots clam up outside, but for some reason, these five relish it." According to Nichols, none of the zoo's visitors complained about the parrots, and most found them amusing. He said, when a parrot tells you to F off, it amuses people very highly. It's brought a big smile to a really hard year. I'm picturing these were all trained by Terry Bores. He said, still, keepers thought it would be best to keep them away from children, so to not ruffle any feathers. They were separated and moved to various different areas of the wildlife center so they're unable to provoke each other. And this is what I found really fascinating. Nichols told BBC News, the parrots swear to trigger a reaction or a response. So seeing people shocked or laughing encourages the birds to curse more. And he said with these five, one would swear and another would laugh and that would carry on. I'm hoping they learn different words within colonies, but if they teach the others bad language and I end up with 250 swearing birds, I don't know what we'll do. That's cool. That reminds me of like first grade, right? I mean, you get one kid in the back, you get a, then you get a Beavis, then you get a Butthead, and then you end up with a whole class full of them. That's great. It's a great trait that they are actually entertaining themselves from the reaction that they're getting. A budget airline is offering free flights in the month of October to Central Florida-bound passengers who share the name of the city of Orlando. Frontier Airlines announced it has partnered with Visit Orlando, the city's tourism authority, to offer free flights to Orlando between October 13th and October 20th for anyone with the first or last name Orlando. They said, our love for Orlando, Florida, one of our most frequently traveled destinations, is huge. To spread the love, we're offering anyone with the first or last name Orlando a free flight to Orlando. Passengers not named Orlando can buy tickets for the same period of time for discounted prices starting at just $39. So this caused me to do a very quick research project to determine all-time Chicago athletes named Orlando. And I don't think we have any with the last name Orlando, and I can't say that this is 100% complete because I did this as quickly as I possibly could, but we can debate who the best all-time Chicago Orlando is.
So it's a lovely name.
The list that I have a Bull, I have three White Sox, a Bear, and a Cub. So this is like back during non-sports time when we used to play Who Am I? And that usually would have been my teaser for who can you name the six Orlandos that I was able to unearth. I had Jay Zawoski do a hockey check to make sure we didn't miss a hockey-playing Orlando. But there were only two. There was a Jimmy Orlando and a Gates Orlando. One was a Red Wing and one was a Saber. So no Blackhawks were involved or harmed during the research project. But here we have the Bears and their unfortunate experience with Orlando Pace. Not good. That was bad. Remember that exhibition game with Elvis Duerville and he went around him like 100 times and everyone's like, don't worry, it's only an exhibition game. And we should have thought, yeah, we should have worried about that. For the Bulls, we had the great Orlando Woolridge, who I believe will stake his claim to the best Chicago Orlando. The Cubs, for a brief period of time, had Orlando Merced on their team. And the White Sox have had three. As recently as they had Orlando Hudson. Before that, they had shortstop Orlando Cabrera. And let's not forget that the other one who could stake a claim because of one spectacular postseason performance in which he posted a 0.000 earned run average in the 2005 playoffs, El Duque, Orlando Hernandez, striking out the side as he did in one inning against the Red Sox, but that may be because of the importance of his performance over time. Orlando Woolridge was definitely the best over a sustained period of time, but this may be the most unimportant research project ever conducted, but I'm damn glad I did it. We've got a movie coming out. The trailer just dropped today. It is a 3-minute trailer. It has arrived. And this is entitled Borat Subsequent Movie Film, Delivery of Prodigious Bribe to American Regime for Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. It is headed to Amazon Prime Video on October 23rd. It is a direct sequel to the 2006 film Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. The trailer is a thing. In the lead up to it, Sacha Baron Cohen dropped several attention-grabbing teases. This according to a story in Variety, including a satirical Trump endorsement the day of the debate, as well as a poster that says, wear mask, save life, and it has him wearing a mask as a mankini. a surgical mask that is then stretched all the way up over his neck. And he's lying Odalesque style and showing that off and giving you the classic Borat thumbs up.
Should I tell people that I am a good at sex?
He has a character playing his daughter in this one, and because people know the Borat character, he has to go into other more serious and elaborate disguises to pull this one off, including a fat suit. Let's listen in a little bit on what we may hear.
About 10 years ago, I released a movie film which brought great shame to Kazakhstan. But now I was instructed to return to Yankee Land to carry out secret mission.
I go to America!
What do you say, Rest? No, it's not me.
People make recognize my face. I would need disguises.
This man is a sex criminal?
No, no sex criminal.
I will take this to be a fat like American man.
Yeah, this is a good one. Where is his crumb?
What is problem, officer?
Got somebody that's strapped to the top of your car. He's in that passenger seat, boss.
Only men and bears are allowed inside car.
I'm here to give my daughter as a gift to someone close to the throne.
I need dress with real sexy peels.
Where is his crumb? And I believe when he's buying the fat suit, did I hear that correctly? He says he bought it because he wants to be a fat. I think that's an homage. It's got to be a tip of the cap, Jay.
Yeah, that fat suit looked just like my body. If you're curious, what it looks like, there you go.
Great success.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in on this movie so much. I'm sorry. I watched Borat again, like maybe 6 months ago, and it still holds up. I know it got ground into the ground, to make a terrible pun, but man, it was so funny the first 10 times I watched it. And it's still held up. I can't wait.
Yeah, and he's going there. Apparently, Mike Pence is involved, and
yep.
He got some access that you would think at this point it would be impossible for him to fool people. But I guess they took it to the proverbial next level on this one, and I am absolutely there for it. That
great success.
The Midway. And we have more baseball to talk. We have some Cubs speaking as we speak. David Ross has talked to John Lester, tomorrow's expected starter if he's needed, has talked as well, waiting on the full White Sox lineup. But we're going to dive into all of this and get you as ready as you can possibly be for Cubs and Sox playoff baseball, the Cubs part of which you will hear the play-by-play for all of it, starting at 1 o'clock with a pregame at noon here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bears fans, it's Nick Foles' team now as he faces off with Philip Rivers and the Colts at Soldier Field. Can the Bears stay undefeated? All of our shows and team of Bears experts are talking Bears right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski, and no one does football like FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either team, the Indianapolis Colts or Chicago Bears, for this Sunday's matchup. You heard that right. You can bet $10 to win $150 on either team to win. The Bears are getting 2.5 points. It's at home. Don't know if that matters anymore. But hey, you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person. But for a limited time, that requirement has been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. And with FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and once you win, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines. Download
the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code J to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 1500 odds boost on either Indy or Chicago to win. That's promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois or Indiana. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $150. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hi, Dan Bernstein here. Thunder and lightning can be alarming. You know what's even scarier? Storm damage to your home. Aloha Construction is the local expert for repairing damaged roofs, siding, gutters, and windows. Over 20,000 completed projects in the Chicagoland area, and they're the recipient of the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Business Ethics. Aloha Construction is practicing a contact-free process from start to finish. Visit AlohaBuilds.com today. Aloha Construction. We rain when it storms.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Clay.